This really has to be one of the most amazing adventure stories of all time. Oscar Speck paddled for 7 years across the world from Germany to Australia in a flimsy folding kayak. And when I heard about it, I thought, wow, nobody has retraced that journey. That would be a really wonderful thing to do.
On paper, perhaps, but I mean, this takes guts, I would have thought, to do this. I mean, you must spend a lot of time on the water on your own, for starters.
Oh, it's hard to be on your own in this part of the world. You know, there's so many people about. So I guess loneliness is not really the biggest challenge that I'm facing out here. But yeah, I mean, it does take a lot to do such a journey. But, you know, I always look at, like, the people at home that are all working 9-to-5 jobs, and, you know, that takes quite a bit of challenge too.
Tell me how the journey actually works, because if I'm correct, it's not, you're not exactly crossing from one side of an ocean to the other. You're following Oscar Speck's journey, which was to go essentially round countries by water, but then cross from continent to continent by some other means. Is that correct?
So the Oscar Speck route goes from Germany to Australia, and it doesn't diverge much from the coastline and go like across big oceans or anything like that. Because actually Oscar Speck couldn't swim, surprisingly. So when he got scared, he used to tie himself to his kayak with a rope. He did make some big crossings, like in Indonesia, of 200 kilometres between islands. But generally it does follow very close to the coast. And, if you have a look on the map of the route, he doesn't like go right across the Indian Ocean or anything like that.
So hence, now that you've reached Papua New Guinea, as I understand it, essentially you will circumnavigate the country before then going on to what will be the last stage of the journey down to Australia. Is that how it works?
Yeah, that's right. So I've spent the last year paddling across Indonesia. And now I crossed into Papua New Guinea about 2 months ago from Jayapura in Indonesia to Vanimo. And, yeah, I've paddled around the north coast of PNG, and I'm just coming now around to Leh, where I'm starting to get affected by the strong southeasterly winds and the southeasterly monsoon blowing here at the moment. The next section is going to be pretty tricky and one to watch. I'm coming right around the coast of PNG to Port Moresby and then across to Daru. And from there, I'll cross to Saibai Island, which is in the Torres Strait in Australia.
So for a large part of the journey, when you're not in open water, and as you explained, that's a limited part of what Oscar Speck originally did back in the 1930s, you're tracking close to the coast, so I guess if you get into difficulties, there may be people around to help you, but more significantly, you're meeting lots of people wherever you go, and I'm wondering, what's the first thing they say to you?
I don't speak Cock Pigeon very well yet. I've only been here for a short time. I'm paddling about 30 to 40 kilometres per day. You can't really sleep in a kayak. If you went to sleep, you would probably end up upside down in the sea. So I have to land every day and find a place to stay in a village. I jump out of my kayak in these villages and shake people's hand and say hello and introduce myself. And I can do that in Cock Pigeon. And then I'm asking them if someone will host me overnight. And they just live in these little thatched huts. The ones so far have been made from sago palm. And usually one lady will say, yeah, you can stay in my house. And she'll, like, clear out one room. And, you know, there might have been three people going to sleep in that room, but then they give it to me. So it's a pretty sweet place and very welcoming people.
So this is turning out to be an extraordinary cultural experience. I mean, you've been on the water for 5 years now. I'm guessing you've met hundreds, if not thousands, of people along the way.
Yes, that's right. I'm crossing many people's lives and just staying for a night and then moving on. So, yeah, I feel like, you know, I'll never be the same again because I'm learning a lot about different cultures and seeing how they live firsthand. And really like taking into my heart the warmth and generosity that's been extended to me.
Speaking to us now, I get the sense that you're thoroughly enjoying this experience, and it's turned out to be the absolute experience of a lifetime. But at some point over the last 5 years, have there been low ebbs when you've got into difficulties or you've questioned yourself and wondered whether this is the right thing to do?
Look, always there's ups and downs in life, and that's the same on this adventure. I try and look at the low points and think, you know, yeah, you know, sure, this is a bad time, but that's gonna change soon. It's gonna be back to up again soon. I have had some problems in PND where I've had people that have, you know, wanted to stop me on the sea and hold on to my kayak and prevent me from going where I wanted to go. And that was pretty scary when a bunch of guys come and grab your boat and won't let you move and are making demands on you. But then, you know, to balance that out, I've also had hundreds and hundreds of people that have been very kind to me. So it's a balancing game, you know, to keep positive and keep going to be able to make the full journey.
I know that money is an issue for you at the moment. I mean, do you have sufficient funding to complete the trip?
I think so. It really just depends what happens next. I'm always looking for contacts and sponsorship. The thing that's happened in PNG is that I've had to make some changes to my game plan because I had to get a support boat just to help me for my own safety and security. And so that's the big thing, a big expense that I had not accounted for. So I've been pretty lucky so far around the PNG coast that local businesses have been helping me out, but that's the thing that I really need to get people giving like extra sponsorship for, to make that possible just for my own safety around the PNG coast.
Well, Sandy, it's a pleasure to talk to you, and congratulations on the successful trip so far, and we wish you well on the final leg as you head back towards Australia. Thank you so much for joining us at this early hour over there in Lae.
Thank you. And people can follow on my website, which is just sandy-robson.com. You know, I'm making regular updates on my blog and on the tracking map, and they can follow me also on Facebook. So, yeah, it's a great read to read my stories as I go around, and eventually I'll be writing the book that Oscar Speck didn't get to write.